I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and you may be listening right now at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Today on the show, we have a very special guest, Marie Diamond from The Secret. She's from Belgium. She's clairvoyant, speaks five different languages, and is trained as a lawyer, but she has had her struggles, including bankruptcy and even an accident that put her in a coma and she nearly died. Now, when she came to North America, all she had was $1,000 in her suitcases, and now she's a world-renowned author, speaker, and coach, teaching the law of attraction through feng shui and the Marie Diamond coaching method. So we're going to talk with Marie in just a moment, and if you want to get on the air today, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I will give out the cue to call coming up. Also, in the next month or so, you listen in because you're going to have a chance to win a pair of free tickets to see Lisa Nichols coming live to Vancouver, BC. She'll be here on October 30th, so keep listening for that chance as well. So I'm going to bring her up right now. Hello, Marie. Hi.
Hi, Marie.
It's the Marie Show. Two Maries.
The double Marie.
Yeah. I'm very excited to have you on this show today. So you're calling from France right now.
I am, yeah. I'm starting to bring my world between Europe and America. So I'm in the coming months doing a lot of speaking engagements in France and in Russia. So I'm locating here for a few months, and it's really wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, France is beautiful, and thank you so much for calling in all the way to Vancouver, Canada today. So I want to jump in right away now. You were on the movie The Secret, and one of the major topics is the vision board, and you have a specific way of creating vision boards. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and before we go there, I want to first of all thank you and hi to all your listeners, and great to be on the show. And Vancouver is one of my favorite places in the world, so I'm very happy to be in that area of my vibe there right now.
Yay!
So when we talk about vision boards, I'll just first perhaps tell you how there's a difference with the things I'm making. Is that the law of attraction that The Secret talks about is actually something that I said is very general. You know, it's like your thoughts create your reality, your mindset, your attitude affects your outcome of what you're creating in the world. And that's totally true. But one of the things that I figured out starting after my accident, when I was 15 years old and almost dying, and knowing already the law of attraction since I was 7 years old, and doing already drawings at that time, when I was nine, I started doing my own drawings, like vision boards, but on paper, like just drawing all the time, over and over and over again, my wishes for what I want to accomplish in the world. But I figured out after I had my that experience that, just visualizing and having a vision was not enough. And the vision boards I created, on my wallpaper, it was not like a real vision board, as you would say, a cork board, but it was like my whole wallpaper. My whole wall was a vision board for me. And I put on the things that I really wanted. And then I had, just three accidents in a row, and one was almost, almost killed me. And I said, what do I do wrong? It's like I have the vision for all these great things to happen, but I still was very lonely. I was bullied at school. I had this major accident. So there was something I was doing wrong. I was like, okay, I'm creating my own reality. I'm creating my own vision. And still, I have all these accidents. And so I had already a teacher in the law of attraction since I was 7, and I asked this man, you know, what do I do wrong? And he said, well, you have to understand the law of attraction works on 3 levels. And in order to understand that, I want to explain that, you know, we have like 100% of good luck, 100% of things that can manifest. And a part of that is 33% is called heavenly luck. And heavenly luck is actually, okay, when you're born on this planet, your soul comes into your body. What happens is that, you know, you already have a law of attraction at work. I mean, there's a certain attraction between you and your parents, you and your family, you and your culture, you and your race, you know, some gifts that you have, like singing or dancing or mathematics, or perhaps some challenges you even already have. From birth on, you can have some physical challenges or some mental challenges. So there are some challenges that you already attracted in. This is like your spiritual package that you come in with, and some people call it destiny or karma, and some think it's 100%, you know, really working on your future. But according to Feng Shui and the ancient wisdom, it's only 33%. It's only 1/3. So that card is already kind of created and envisioned before you even came here. So it's almost like in your spiritual vision board on your soul level. And then we have what we call the human part, and see your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. You know, with all the gifts that you came in, you can start thinking and feeling and acting. And that's what The Secret talks about the most, is saying, look, this is actually, whatever you think, whatever you feel, whatever you do, this will create your future. And it is true, but it's not for 100% completely directing you. It's only, again, for 1/3 directing your future. And so a lot of people are thinking, as long as I'm just thinking and praying and I would say affirming and, you know, just feeling it, then I will manifest. And according to the ancient wisdom, it's not enough. It's just 1/3 that will affect you. So a lot of people are creating these vision boards, and they are reading the words, and they are actually, you know, looking at it and trying to feel that they are winning that $1 million, or they are like feeling to be in the Ferrari, you know, and they're thinking, okay, this is working, and they start acting like it, even driving, you know, or just trying to do steps forward, you know, to make all this happen, but it's only 1/3. Now, the last third, and that's actually what is part of what I'm bringing also in the secret, is that there is also your environment. And so your vision board needs to be placed in the right position. Your vision needs to be directed and placed in the right environment. And so your vision board is in itself an environment of your dreams, an environment of your future. But you also have to place in your environment. That's where Feng Shui comes in. And the ancient traditions are saying that everyone, based on their personal birthday, has actually a direction where their vision will manifest faster and more effortless than any other direction. We call it your success direction. So one of the things you need to do is find out, based on your personal birthday, your success direction. You can actually go to mariediamond.com, and after you're signing in, you actually are able on the landing page to find your personal success direction. It's like, you know, find your personal success direction, click on it, and you will receive that information where in your environment you need to put your vision board. And that's really a key point. And it's one of the things that also Rhonda from The Secret, who, you know, created the film and the book and the audios, she was stuck. Things were not moving forward till I brought in the place where she had to put her vision, the place where she had to put the book, The Secret. And so many of the teachers of The Secret actually were doing all that information. They were actually putting it in the right place, like people like Jack Enfield, John Gray, and Bob Proctor. I mean, these are my clients. So they are placed in the right position. And so you have to take a little compass then and put in your, like in your office or in your bedroom or your living room, you stand in the center of that room and then find out where is your success direction. So you, for example, it's southwest. So you will stand with a compass in the center and you find out where is the southwest, for example. If that is the direction that for you will work the law of attraction the best. So you can go to mariedana.com, go to the homepage, and you will find there a little click where you can say find your success direction. And you will have to enter your personal birthday. And then you will receive an email with that information.
Wonderful.
And the great thing about... Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you also, Marie, you have a book. And if people purchase your book, is that information, are they able to figure out for themselves?
No, they will still have to go... No, in the book, the very simple law of attraction, they still have to go to a link because it needs to be calculated. Okay, so my assistants are calculating that for you. Okay, it's a free gift that I'm giving you because I want you to manifest your success better than ever. But the problem is your environment creates another 33% of support in your law of attraction. And if you put your vision board in the wrong place, you are pushing against the energy, and the universe is not reading your vision board. And your environment is actually the extension of your own energy. And even if you don't think about your vision board, your environment is still creating that picture in the universe. But if it's placed in the wrong position, the universe is not reading it. So this is very important to make sure that you put it in the right position. And then you can look at your vision board itself, and one of the things that people are not doing, they have to understand your vision board is like your universe. In the center of the universe, that is you. It's not your husband, it's not your wife, it's not your kids. For your universe, you have to be the center because that's where everything comes from. You are the creator, and the creator always starts from the center. It's like the center of the universe. And so you have to put a picture in the center of your vision board, and that picture has to be you. If you want to create a vision board for your kids, then you put the picture of your kids or your kids in the center of your vision board. If you want to create a vision board for your marriage, for example, then you put a picture of you and your partner in the center of your vision board. If you want to create a vision board of your business, for example, you can put the logo or the name of your business in the center of the vision board. And then around it, there are actually eight places where you can, it's like an octagon. You can actually create an octagon, eight different directions. And again, you can understand that that whole field is like actually your synchronicity field. And you have to put things around it. That's exactly placed, again, a specific way. And I can go deeper into it, but there's information on the website to know about this. But the same thing happens, which you have to make sure your strongest wishes around money and around success and professional career has to be, again, in the direction on your vision board that is connected with your success direction. Now, how do you find that? Well, you have to understand your vision board is like it's laying on your table, for example, at the top of the paper, the top of the board, it stands for south, and the bottom stands for north. That's kind of the agreement that is done between all the people in the feng shui world. So the south is the top, and the bottom is the north. And for example, southwest is your success direction, then the upper right corner would be southwest. That's where you would put most personal requests about success and money. And there is also a direction for health and for wisdom and for romance, but it's a bit too long to go into all of that. But you can actually find more about that on the website. There's a specific audio download that is on there. So, but it's really interesting that you can create a total personal law of attraction. So a lot of people think the law of attraction is very general, but it's not. Actually, based on your birthday, you have a specific law of attraction number. And that number actually, not only in your vision board, but even in your room, in every room that you're located in, you can make sure you put the right things out there, that the law of attraction will start working 33% faster and more effortless than you ever had experienced.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, it is time for a break already. Thank you so much, Marie. We are speaking with Marie Diamond, the feng shui expert from the movie The Secret. If you've not seen The Secret, it's about the law of attraction. So we've covered the three areas about the law of attraction, and we're going to talk more with Marie Diamond coming up in just a moment. So keep listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Now's the time for Age of Humans. Care for what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we have two Maries on the show. Marie Bernard, that's me, and Marie Diamond, the feng shui expert from The Secret. You can find me online at spiritualshow.com, where you can listen to past shows and all the information you need about the show. You can also find Marie Diamond at her website, mariediamond.com. And what she's offering is you go to her site and you can enter in your information, and her assistants will calculate your specific success direction. Now, it's different for every individual based on their birth date. So, Marie, it sounds like we've just been talking about vision boards, and you're mentioning all these, the different success directions and the different, you know, health directions and all of that. Now, do you recommend people have multiple vision boards for different desires that they want to manifest, or is it just one vision board and you put everything in different directions?
Well, you can start with one vision board and then really, you know, create this whole general vision board. I have to be honest, there are a lot of people that, you know, clients and students of mine, after they have done it once, they kind of like to do more personal and make one on the success direction, then put it in their, you know, on their success energy. They can make one on health, relationships, wisdom. I have company leaders or managers that are working around certain projects. Some are working around, I would say, even certain companies. So you can actually work with that, and it's a very good way to really work with images. And, you know, it's like what I shared in The Secret was this man that was, like, surrounded by lonely women that were not looking at him, and I was surprised that that was he was attracting. You have to understand the environment and the visions you put in your environment. It's not just a vision board. It's also every image that's around you, you know. Just like, for example, perhaps you have a depressed life. Now look around you. If your environment looks depressed, you have to understand your whole vision board is also your house. Your house, your office is a three-dimensional vision board. You're living in it with your soul and spirit. And so whatever is inside of you is reflecting outside, and whatever is outside of you will reflect back into your mindset. And so people don't always understand how an environment impacts you within 3 seconds. We have seen, have done some tests, how the brain waves are actually within 3 seconds affected by the environment people are in. So your home is a three-dimensional vision board. Now, you want success? Now look around in your house. Is it chaos? Is it cluttered? Is it like showing things that are broken, or is it showing like depressed colors, or is it like showing images of deserts and, you know, stormy weather? And, you know, just imagine this is going to reflect in your own mind, and because it reflects in your own mind, you'll start attracting it. So you if you look in your office, for example, you want to be successful, what is around you? Are there books about successful people? Are there images of success? You know, your awards. Some people don't want to have their awards out. I always say to people, bring your awards out. You know, even on your vision board, if you want to make one paper, put the awards you want to make. You know, I have to tell you, you know, as I'm using my vision board very, very, very intense always, you know, when I came to America, in my success direction, I put books of very successful people in America, and I had to first know who they were. And I had no real clue about it. And the first person I kind of encountered by coincidence in the middle of the night on television was Bob Proctor. And I was like, oh, this man looks kind of successful in his business. So I bought his product and I put it in my success direction. And later on, he became my friend and client. So it's quite interesting. And I also put an Oscar out, an Oscar statue, and I put on with a little label, Marie Diamond, okay, 2006. And I put it in my success direction because I thought, like, okay, this is like a vision. Now, not that I wanted to be an Oscar-winning, you know, movie producer or something, but I felt like this is like a symbol in America of success. And what happened is I started within a year attracting Oscar-winning movie directors, actors, and it was quite interesting. I have like 15 different clients that have been Oscar-winning for one single Oscar or multiple Oscars. And it's quite interesting. I always say the real Oscar statues are much more heavier than mine was, you know, in my success direction. But also, I became, you know, part of a movie in 2006 because I put that date on there, 2006, and it took me about 4 years actually to be in that movie after I came to America 7 years ago. And I was in that movie, and, you know, it's a movie that if it would be run in normal, you know, the normal, I would say, cinemas or movie theaters, that would have won an Oscar for most seen movie of the year. So I have to tell you, it was really interesting. And even today, when I want to accomplish something, I put it on a vision board. I always put it in my success direction. And I know the method I use has brought me in a very fast spiral of success and connection and reconnection. And by putting it out there, these things just started happening very effortless. I'm not a person that does a lot of effort, I have to be honest. I try to have an easy life, and I just do every day my action and every day work, but I'm not really doing too much. I'm believing the universe is doing the marketing for me. So I believe that by putting things in the right place in my environment, the marketing is happening on an energetic level. And so when I want to accomplish something, I want to meet someone, I put that energy right there. And sometimes the universe takes a little bit of time to make it happen. Sometimes it goes like, boom, it's there. Now, I'm just going to give you a little example. Many, many years ago, I put like female icons out for me on my wall in my room. And one of them, you know, I'm from Belgium, one of them was Vera Lynn. And Vera Lynn is national treasure of England. And I always wanted to meet her. And I put that out. I have to be about 17 years old there. I just was so impressed with the soul and the spirit of that woman. Today, I just met her by coincidence.
Today?
And that's how the universe works. Today, literally today in France, I'm sitting in a restaurant and there's this English bookstore and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go in to see if they have the secret here, just to know if they are selling it here. So I go in, there's a book signing of Vera Lynn. There she was sitting, 92 years old. She was sitting, I have a picture taken with her and me. It took the universe literally about 30 years to make that manifest. But, you know, it did happen today.
That's so awesome.
It is awesome. I've seen things manifest sometimes fast, sometimes longer, because I always say the universe has to put the agendas together of two people meeting. Okay, so apparently in her agenda and in my agenda, and I was not planned to be there. At that time, my husband just said, oh, let's go to Antibes. And it was just pouring rain, and we couldn't leave because of the pouring rain. We were sitting in that place to have lunch. And I was just, like, kind of bored. And I was like, okay, let me just go next door in this bookstore. And there it was. There would not have been rain. I would not have been there. That's synchronicity. But I also put it out in such a way. Did I do effort for that? No way. Did I do any specific thinking about it? No, but it did hang, I think, about 6 months on my vision board wall when I was 17 years old. So the universe got it. It just took some time to manifest it.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, it's already time to take another break, so I'm just going to lower you here. So thank you so much again, Marie Diamond, for being on the show. If you want to check out her website, it's mariediamond.com, and you can check out my site, spiritualshow.com. We'll be back with more synchronicity. Actually, just before the break, I wanted to do a little bit of a breakdown. So Marie was talking about how the law of attraction is not just thinking and affirming. There's actually three sources of luck or ability to manifest. One third of it comes from what you're born with. One third of it comes from the thinking, the affirming, the wishing and hoping. And then the third comes from the environment, which is the feng shui that Marie Diamond focuses on. So we'll talk more about feng shui and the law of attraction with Marie Diamond in just a moment. We'll be back with more synchronicity.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scott's Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today we're speaking with Marie Diamond, the feng shui expert from The Secret. Again, if you want to check out her website and get your personal success direction, which is based on your birth date, go to her website, MarieDiamond.com. Hi again, Marie.
Hi.
So we were just talking about how you ended up, you had something on your vision board for about 6 months, meeting a woman that you looked up to, and then, what was it, 30 years later? How long?
Yeah, it's 30 years later. I mean, almost like 39, you know, and 29. So Vera Lynn was a very famous British singer and icon in World War II, and she's an amazing woman. And so I met her today by coincidence in a bookstore where she was signing her autobiography. She's 92 years old. So I was like, and this is part of what really can happen. And a lot of people are doing too much effort on the law of attraction. It's about asking, receiving, and then letting go. Because you need to ask it, but asking just in your mind. You know, let's be honest, we ask something in our mind for focusing on a few minutes a day. But if you can ask it at the same time in your environment, in the right way, what happens, and you have to understand, whatever happens in the outside happens at the same time in the inside of yourself, because you're living in that space. It's a temple of your soul. That's your home, your office. And so when you are focused on it in the outside, your environment is actually sharing and focusing on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You never can focus on something so long because you have other things to do. So I actually do my affirming, I'm doing my focusing, I'm doing my meditation. I don't think about 15 minutes a day. It's kind of the most I do. And then I make sure I put it also on my vision board in my success direction. And so when I pass my vision board, I kind of give a glimpse on it and I kind of breathe a little bit, oh, hi, you know. Sometimes there's a specific person I put on my vision board. I kind of wave at them. You know, I remember, you know, 4 years ago, I put Steven Spielberg on there. I thought, like, you know, I would like to kind of work with this guy. You know, so I put Steven Spielberg. And so once in a while, I kind of waved at him, you know. And then out of the blue, you know, they called me to do his estates. So, you know, he's one of my feng shui clients. So nice. You have to understand, it is some of the things, and did I do effort for that? No way. I mean, it just happened. And so somebody just called me and said, can you come over? And so it's all about the universe. You ask it, but I asked it intensely. And intensely meaning not just with my mind, but with the mind of my home with me. Because your home has a mind of its own. Okay, it's your mind reflected in a bigger way because your home has more space to be filled with your thoughts and your feelings. So you can actually do it in a bigger way than you could ever do it with your own mind. And so when you do that, then you also let it go. I mean, I let things go. I asked it, I let it go, and then it just, you are in the space of receiving. And I forget things. And I was like, oh my God, I did ask the universe to meet Vera Lynn. And there she is. You know, one day I put on a vision board I wanted to meet Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, I like this guy, I don't want to meet, you know.
He's cute, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. you know. And so a week later, what are those coincidences and what is the synchronicity about it is that a week later, I'm sitting in the same cab in the pouring rain in New York, being at the same place where I was actually sleeping in the same apartment building. We're not with each other, but in a different apartment, of course, stepping out, seeing, you know, like, oh, it's pouring rain. You try to always, you know, take cabs together when it's pouring in New York. Which direction do you need to go? I didn't recognize him at first. We ended up had to go to the same place because that client was a casting company. I know that client was also a client of mine. So it was like interesting. He had to be at the same place while I was doing the feng shui. That's what are the coincidences.
Okay? Wow.
I put the image out 7 days before. Okay? And I recognized him like, oh, Mr. DiCaprio, you know? And it was really interesting. So these are the things that can happen. Synchronicity works faster and more effortless if your environment is working with you. Because we always think the universe is just in our mind and hearts. But it's not. Everything around you is the universe. And so as without, as around you, as without you, is within you. And so as within you is around you. So try to work with this energy level and the flow in your life will go so much easier. Now, it is, for me, the missing link for most people that are using The Secret. And Rhonda Byrne in The Secret really wanted to mention it because she was amazed by the work I did for her office and her website and her book cover, and because it really did made it to focus on the millions of people that she wanted to go. And she used also her environment to make it happen. So I hope that, you know, if you go to the landing page, you will have a free ebook on The Secret and Feng Shui, where you actually will have the first steps that you can do. But you can start with looking around you right now. How does your environment look like? Is this what you really want to accomplish? When you wake up in the morning and you look up, what is the image you see? A lonely man, a lonely woman, nothing, a bunch of clothes on the chair? I mean, how can you start your day if there's disorder, if there's chaos, if there's not the right image to guide your mind towards the future?
I think that's a really good point, Marie. And I think one of the most glaringly obvious ways to really notice that is when you go away for a few days and then you come home. Think about how you feel when you walk in your house. If it's like cluttered and you're coming home to this mess, it's just like, ugh. Doesn't feel good.
It's not just by going, you're totally right, Marie. It's not just going, you know, away, I would say, after a few days. It's like coming to your bedroom, you know, and it's totally a mess. You know, or coming in your kitchen and it's totally a mess. And it's all creating some discipline, but at the same time, it will create so much more effort. If you think about the ones that I've been using feng shui for so long, the ones that knew in China. You have to understand from the 16th, 17th century, feng shui principles were introduced in France, in Russia, and the court in England. So if you look at the palaces, you know, the rich and powerful, let's put it this way, you have to understand everything is always clean, fresh flowers, everything is organized, you know, the silverware is totally, you know, shiny, the chandeliers are shiny. It's all about making things so beautiful, but also they put powerful images of their ancestors, for example, up to help them remind that they can be as powerful as these beings. Now, you don't have to hang images up from your ancestors, but you can put books up from powerful people, you know, autobiographies or things that you really feel like, this is a successful person. I want to be like that person. Now, if you want to be like someone, then put an image out because your subconscious mind, and you have to understand 95% of what we experience is subconscious. But if you can use your environment as a subconscious treasure box, okay, where you actually put things out there, saying this is what I ultimately want to accomplish. And it's not just about money. It's also about romance and good health and great relationships. It's all about everything in life and your spiritual, you know, being and your religious connection. It's all about everything that you want to accomplish. So make your home a three-dimensional vision board, not just that one paper.
Wonderful. Well, Marie, I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned your personal success direction. Now, that is your success direction based on your birth date, and that stays the same forever, correct?
That's same forever, as long as you live in this lifetime. Okay. When you're in the next lifetime, I can't guarantee that one.
Okay.
But you're in this lifetime.
And I was looking on your website, and if you go to the media section on mariediamond.com, there are some they're 1 minute university videos, and you talk about there's a prosperity video, and in one of them you mentioned the prosperity fountain, and it seems like the position for that seems to move every year.
Yes. Well, you have personal tips in feng shui based on your birthday, and there is what they call the time law of attraction, and that changes every year. And that is general. That works for everyone, and it's actually connected with space and not with timing as your birthday. So, for example, we are in 2009, and the prosperity fountain needs to be in the northwest. So everyone that wants to have good cash flow, you know, put a little bubbling fountain in the northwest of your office. Don't put it in your bedroom, because you don't want that in the bedroom. You don't want to make money at night, okay? You just leave that for romance, okay? But or in your living room or family room, you can actually put a little bubbling fountain in the northwest. Next year, we're getting close to 2000, so I'm giving you that away. It's in the west. So you take that bubbling fountain, move it to the west, and that's where there's a lot of cash flow. And so then you tap in to a general law of attraction principle that works for everyone. So we call it the prosperity fountain.
So is there a way that, I mean, you must have been studying feng shui for years. So how can a regular person figure out, like, every year how these directions change? Do they just have to call up their feng shui person, or is there ways that we can learn?
One of the things we always do in the beginning of the Chinese New Year, when people have signed up for the newsletter, they get an information, and there is always an ebook that comes out and a conference call that I'm doing with my students and clients to give them all the details, not just for cash flow, but where also is the romantic area for this year, and where is the long-term real estate money this year, and where is the health energy, and how to activate it. Because the universe always wants two things, energy and information, okay? So information is, for example, okay, I know the Northwest has money, but the energy is, for that energy to activate, it needs to have a fountain. So everything needs some energy, and the energy can be in feng shui based on something connected to earth, that means like a crystal, water, plants, fire. It can be connected with colors, because colors are also energy. And one of the things that I'm bringing forward is a very specific 24 colors of law of attraction, 24 colors that direct you to a different aspect of your experience that you want to manifest, that you want to manifest power, you want to manifest joy, you want to manifest some wisdom, some abundance. You want to manifest, for example, clarity or a peace within you, then each one has a certain color, and these colors are specifically need to be placed in your environment. And it's a great way to activate things also for your kids, or even, you don't have to believe in feng shui, you know. Believing is living it. So it's really just put it there, and the energy starts working. So there's specific, and we call it diamond feng shui, okay, that's a specific method I created where I used the ancient traditions that are used in China, and I actually brought them together with the law of attraction, with specific colors for the law of attraction, and also specific directions, and also giving you insights how your brain waves are reacting towards, you know, your environment. Because feng shui for me is really quantum physics of the environment. And so when you use the quantum physics, the synchronicity is actually unfolding faster. So you can actually connect with all this information. The moment you have newsletters, there are some free conversations I'm doing. Sometimes some things can be purchased on the website. So you can actually find these things all back on the website. And, you know, in the media room of my website, there's some great videos where you can learn a lot also.
Fantastic. Well, it's time for another break. And after the break, I want to talk about your Marie Diamond method of coaching. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. You can find me online at spiritualshow.com. And we're speaking with another Marie Diamond, the feng shui expert from the movie The Secret. And you can find her online at mariediamond.com. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a sec.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're speaking with Marie Diamond, the feng shui expert from the movie The Secret. You can find her online at mariediamond.com. There's lots of free information there, and you can even get your personal success directions. So definitely check that out if you're interested in the law of attraction and you're interested in feng shui. What we're talking about here is feng shui is kind of the physical element of the law of attraction, because your surroundings and the things that you live around and surround yourself with, the images and the colors and all of that, just the energy that is surrounding you is definitely contributing to your life and how you're manifesting in your life and the thoughts that you're thinking and all of that. So now I want to talk, Marie, hi, welcome back. I want to talk about your method of coaching, the Marie Diamond method of coaching. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. You know, one of the things that I brought forward is actually the 24 colors, as I shared about the law of attraction. Now, as I'm sharing with people that what is around you is also within you. What is within you is also around you. One of the things that our coaching program is actually bringing forward is that you, by looking within you, you actually can see what is going outside around you. And what's outside around you will reflect in things within you. And so in the coaching program, the coaches have been trained to really be very highly qualified, clairvoyant people, but also enlightened. They have studied sometimes 5 to 10 years with me, and they actually have understood how people are programmed, but not only inside of themselves, but also outside of themselves. And so I've done, I think, 10,000s of sessions with people, if not more, from all over the culture and all over races that are existing. And it's pretty interesting. There are these 3 levels of coaching that needs to happen. And the first one is also, okay, what did you come in with? You know, what is your destiny? What is your karma? Because a lot of issues sometimes are not so much related with, you know, how you think and how you feel, but how you have programmed yourself as a soul coming into this earth plane. And not only from you as a soul, but also from your family, your ancestors. Sometimes your ancestors have given you programs that you have accepted, you know, before you were 7 years old, accepted them as a truth, as a reality, and you keep attracting the same patterns as your ancestors. So if necessary, go within that energy field. We also are going to look if there's something from beyond this lifetime that you have perhaps brought into what we would call karma and release that, these old patterns. So that's part of that spiritual luck that you are not so good luck that you have kept going, and we need to release what is going on there. The second part in the coaching program, we always look at, okay, what is going on right now in your thoughts and your feelings and your actions? And, you know, a lot of coaching programs are specifically focused on that, but we're always going to relate it with your your past experiences of your ancestors and yourself, but also we're relating it also with your environment. So it's not just saying to people, look, okay, let's release your programming right now. Let me coach you through your thinking. Let me coach you through feeling different. But we're also coaching them immediately, what do you do now on your vision board? What do you need to do now on your in your environment? So because we want to really coach people to have the 100% of the law of attraction, so not just coaching you on your law of attraction just by your mind and thinking differently, because some people cannot think differently if the environment is telling a different story. Because each time they come in their bedroom and they're saying, oh, I want to have romance, in the morning they wake up and their whole subconscious mind is filled with the programming of their bedroom. Or perhaps their ancestors have always believed that, okay, after 40, I cannot get a partner. So if your ancestors have experienced that before, your programming needs to be released from their programming, because otherwise your thinking cannot overcome. One of the things that I always see is, and tell my students and clients, your mind cannot do everything. Your mind can do so much if it's supported in releasing the patterns of the past, and if it's supported by your environment. That is the most amazing tool to manifest things. But if you just think positively and your environment is telling a total different story, okay, and if your background, your subconscious background of your ancestors and of your own background, perhaps even in previous experiences, then even today, you cannot create the mindset that you want. So that's actually what this whole coaching program is. And it's something that, you know, after I became a lawyer, I started coaching people. You know, as a manager, I was coaching my employees. I was a project manager. And I started seeing, as a clairvoyant, I always have seen energy in people's aura field, in their environment, in themselves. And I started seeing what was going on, and I started helping them out with that. And before I knew it, I was having a consulting company and coaching people and coaching, you know, top leaders in 500 Fortune companies and politicians. And, you know, even in a few weeks, I have to really focus on some members of a government that have asked me to come over. And it's pretty interesting. It is sometimes they are repeating the patterns of perhaps the politicians that were before them in that room or in that cabinet or in that parliament. So their ancestors, that is in an energy field, and they are tapping back into it. So we need to release them from that so they can be independent, creating their own future, and that they are not dependent on their old programs anymore. They're not dependent on their environment anymore, but they are totally clear to create their own future. So it is, I would say, going beyond what is a normal coaching program. So that is something that we are very much focused on, and we have amazing results, and people all from all over the world are really connecting in with doing it in a completely different way. It's a more holistic because it's really not just saying your mind can do everything, and just by affirming differently and telling your mind something differently, you will make things manifest.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to open up the phone lines. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And starting today, I'm trying out Skype here at the station. So add me. My name is Spiritual Show on Skype, and we'll just kind of test it out and see how it works. Now, if you want to get on the air, we only have about 10 minutes left in the show, so very quick questions. We're not looking for readings here, but if you have a question about feng shui and the law of attraction and you want to ask Marie Diamond from The Secret, then give us a call, 604-822-2487, or add me on Skype. So Marie, I wanted to ask you, and you did talk about this a little bit, what is the difference between traditional Chinese feng shui and the Marie Diamond method?
Well, I use traditional Chinese feng shui. So when people, you know, study with me in the diamond feng shui courses, they will learn the traditional parts of feng shui. And that means the flying star, that means the compass directions. But I put it in such a way that the law of attraction is all the time connected in with, and how your mindset is related with it. So it is actually bringing it to a whole other level. We added specifically 24 quantum colors, so it's really bringing feng shui, the traditional Chinese feng shui, in connection with quantum physics. That's really what the Mary Diamond feng shui is about. And so we work with specific colors and also specific symbols that are connected with the I Ching to place them specifically on certain degrees in your home. What gives amazing fast results. And so for me, it's not so much about making your home or your office a Chinese-looking tradition. It's really about specific directions, specific degrees. And it's the Chinese tradition, but totally modernized with the quantum physics. So a lot of managers, a lot of engineers, scientists love the way I'm working because it's very combined right and left brain, because it really goes into the scientific parts. At the same time, it does the traditional information of the of feng shui. So, you know, I'm a lawyer from background, and I love feng shui, and I'm also seeing energy. So it's very left and right brain combined. But a lot of people, when they go to my home study course, they say it's the most analytical, easy way to study that they ever have experienced, because it does combine the left and right brain. So it's both about feeling and both about seeing and knowing the scientific facts behind it. Plus, we also use a lot the muscle testing, kinesiology, so to really let people feel with their body, experience it, that, you know, when something is right or something is not right. So I added parts of it to my practice because I wanted to help understand, you know, my business people, what feng shui was really about. So by using quantum physics and very practical information, they understood it. And I have a lot of male clients, so that's quite interesting, a lot of male top managers. And it's actually because they can understand now it's not just, you know, something magical or something. It's really based on traditional energy, but also at the same time very scientifically proven energy. So that's actually what I'm bringing. So it's actually the secret in your environment, I would say. It's the law of attraction in your environment, but explained in a very simple way so that you're not have to start using all this, the Chinese symbols, but really you can use your own symbols, specific colors, specific symbols that are connected with your religion or with your background or with your culture.
Wonderful. Well, I think we have a caller on the line with a question.
Okay.
Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. My name's Chris, and I live in a bachelor apartment here in Vancouver with my son, who's 15, and my daughter, who's 8, and it's very close, as you may well imagine. And I'm wondering if we could make it any more harmonious. I've actually given them a little space of the apartment in little areas for their own, but I'm just wondering if there's anything else I can do to make it more harmonious or more livable, more successful.
Did you hear the question, Marie?
Okay, Marie, I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. Could you say something like a close, like a short?
I'll summarize it. So his name is Chris, and he's living here in Vancouver in a very small studio apartment with two children. And so it's very crowded, not a lot of space. And he's wondering if there's something he can do to make it more harmonious.
Okay, well, hi, Chris. Yes, I can totally understand your position. I've been there. You know, one of the things that you can definitely try to do is make sure that the first thing you do is try to see what you don't need anymore right now and put it, like, in good boxes, like, you know, boxes, plastic boxes, and put them somewhere away. And one of the things I always did when I was living in a small apartment is the things I don't need, I put them in a box. I put, like, for example, a white sheet over it or white fabric, so it feels like it's part of the the wall. So in that case, it's like the clutter, things are like boxed away. So it feels like a little bit more spacious because that white fabric will give that feeling of wall. Another part what you can do is also hang mirrors. When you're in a small apartment, mirrors can really give an open feeling. And just make sure the mirrors are not reflecting a sink or a fire, or that they are not reflecting, if possible, a bedroom. Or like a, not the bedroom, but like the beds. And what you can do is even at night cover the mirrors, because mirrors at night are not so good for the health. But, you know, hanging a mirror just gives a feeling of expansion, okay? So that's another way what you can do. Now, I also feel that there's a lot of hectic energy with the two kids. And so one of the things I always suggest with for people with kids around is to make sure you put a little bubbling fountain during the day, not during the night if you're sleeping in the same room as you're living. And, you know, put it in the northwest corner for this year. That's the first thing, because you need to create some more cash flow to have to go to a bigger place for you and your kids. And another thing is to put a little bamboo plant. Okay, bamboo shows stands for collaboration, stands for harmony, because the bamboos are really aligned very nicely, and to put it in the south area of your studio. And put pictures of you and your two kids in the south area for this year. Okay, that's really for this year specifically, and that's until February 2009. So make sure you put pictures of you and your kids together, because that always gives a good support. And make sure you put as colors some pillows, for example, that are like rose or pink or yellow or orange, because or peach even. So pink, rose, yellow, peach, orange, because that gives more joy and more harmony, specifically in families. So it can be even a cover, not too much, just like a little pillow, some items about that. It will give less stress, because I can feel a lot of stress going on in that apartment, in that studio. So these are something specifically for you, okay?
Thank you so much. How perceptive of you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. I think that, and thank you, Marie, for answering that question. I think that that question is what a lot of people deal with. I know I don't live in a studio apartment, but my place is pretty cramped. I have a roommate, and we moved two full one-bedroom apartments into a small two bedrooms, so it's the same situation. Everything's kind of cramped. So I think that question was really helpful to a lot of people who are listening right now. So thank you, Chris, for calling in and asking that. Marie, the show is almost over. So I want to say, first of all, I want to give out your website again. It's mariediamond.com. If you want more information about feng shui, the law of attraction, and the Marie Diamond coaching method, definitely check out mariediamond.com. And Marie, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked about?
Well, you know, I want to say, first of all, thank you. And for all the people that at this moment, I know there are some challenging times for people. And, you know, I've been in many challenging times in my life. And I just want to say, just focus on a better future. And, you know, use feng shui to make things more effortless, because, you know, it's really important. There's a lot of stress going on in a lot of people's homes, a lot of people's hearts, and feng shui with easy things can make things much more effortless for you. And you know, wonderful things can happen much faster than you think. And I've been there. I've been at the low end of my life and many times, and I can tell you there is a way out. There is some hope, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Marie, for being on the show. What a wonderful show, so informative. Thank you for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, The Miracle of Death with author Betty Kovacs. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern if you're on the East Coast. You can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and citr.ca. Up next is Scotty.